Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today may be a miscellaneous points of truth. How about this one? So we have a gold medalist, former gold medalist on the rings at the Sydney 2000 Olympics, who was anti-vax, and then he dies shortly after he's jabbed. Yeah. And the headline in the Independent in the UK is that an anti-vax Olympic gold medalist dies of COVID. Okay. So what was he, 18 in 2000? So he's like 39 now. It's going to be somewhere around that. You know, maybe in his early 40s. So see how you can, when you have a vaccine that creates the exact same problem as a disease, then you have similar symptoms in the worst case, the myocarditis, the pericarditis, and then you just have the talking point of he must have died from the disease. It's really ridiculous. It is so obvious. I don't understand it. Okay, next point. The other day I gave you an alert that the big assembly in between Lincoln Memorial and Washington Monument was going on. And so I talked about that. I hope you guys did catch some of that. If not, go look for it on the internet. I think it's probably, they probably sliced it up in America, whichever news broadcast I mentioned, America One or One America or America's Voice or whatever that is. They probably sliced it up into digestible chunks. I've seen other people have made videos off of those speeches, and I did record much of the audio, so there's a decent chance I'm just going to put those up as chunks for you guys to have for reference. Maybe I'll mislabel them, you know, and say, happy, happy, joy, joy, Biden's the best, and it'll just, you know, dash one. Happy, happy, joy, joy, Biden's the best, dash two, and so on and so forth. Another thing that the march the other day reminded me of is that there were definitely some artists who were protest artists singing. They did that during some of the breaks. And it makes me wonder, where is our protest music? Or is it literally just getting censored? I mean, it was in, you know, the best tradition of, you know, some of the 60s and 70s music being about protesting. And I thought that was very interesting. And then I happened to see, let's see here, that Neil Young wants Spotify to remove his music. I noticed that one of the protest artist songs was still up on Spotify. I shared it with some of my friends, but I'd be interested to know if it's still there or not. You know, maybe they just downshare it, or, you know, whatever is the term, shadow ban, when they just undershare. That's what I would call it specifically, is that do they, you know, algorithmically undershare it so they don't mind if it's on there, because most people aren't going to know unless they have the direct link, because I do feel like they've done that before. Like, it's not going to be, the intelligence is not going to, you know, suggest it to people as easily if they're listening to similar music and this type of thing, but they may keep it there. And then the fact that they're censoring gets hidden somewhere in their algorithm, which is proprietary. Another topic. So supposedly the Biden administration is withdrawing its vaccine mandate aimed at large businesses. Well, one would hope, since it was called unconstitutional. So that's the good news, but is it really any good news? I mean, he is still using his unilateral, you know, actions through his executive branch appointed secretaries to say anybody involved with healthcare in any way, shape, or form, unless you want to avoid Medicaid and Medicare payments entirely, and I don't even know if you're allowed to, because then they'd be ready with the lawsuits to say that you're not providing healthcare access. Now, unless you want to do that, your employees have to be vaccinated. I'm even wondering, you know, people like chiropractors, those people at least are more likely to go, come on, let's be sensible. Okay, this is alternative type of medical treatment. We are the art of treatment, and we are not going to force our employees to have to do all this garbage. And one wonders, because chiropractors take Medicaid and Medicare agency. I haven't asked yet, but I have to kind of imagine they do have to give in to this. Also notice my quick rant of truth most recent is about the truckers and the entirely treasonous actions of two different world leaders to use the border policies in reverse of the spirit of border policies. The spirit of border policies is supposed to be we have to control our own border so that citizens, are protected from what might come in through the border. So you have to have a passport to come into a country. You don't have to have a passport to leave. I don't think I could be wrong about that. I'm not a world traveler, but generally you're getting a passport from the country you're planning on traveling to. So the idea is to control what comes in, not what goes out. And then, of course, separately, you'd have the slight layer of, well, there are certain things that you can't export. But yet both my new nickname is Falsedo instead of Trudeau. Other people have probably thought of that. I only thought of it today because sometimes I'm slow. And Biden, B-U-Y-D-E-N. Maybe I'll start calling him Botden because he's bought and paid for. Botden and Falsedo have worked together in a clearer conspiracy to say, you know what? What if I keep your people from leaving their country to come to mine, which would be the usual country they'd come to, at least the supply chain workers. So we've got two things over the top of them. We have the fact that they're leaving the country as a matter of business, as a matter of their job, and I keep them from coming in if they're not vaccinated, and you do the same thing for my truckers trying to leave America. That's the opposite of what border policy is supposed to be about, and you need to call your congressman and say so. This is clearly treasonous, and it is clearly another invalid executive order. I don't know if anybody's legally challenged it, but at some point, the Congress has to stand up and go, we don't have to wait for a legal challenge to at least, if you're going to have one half of the insane side of Congress not do it, and you're not going to get a law, at least as a group, as a political group, non-woke Republicans, the ones that are regular Republicans, and the libertarians and whatever actually awake few in the Democratic side can just simply come together and have a statement on Biden's actions being clearly against the spirit of executive power and clearly that this is legislative in nature as far as how to control the borders. If the legislatures wanted to do a reverse order of, oh, no, we don't want people to leave, A, they probably can't. B, it is the reverse of any way of looking at border control before, and see that it's unconstitutional, most likely, because of freedom of travel, and that it is really ruinous to the supply chain. I don't know what it's going to take for them to start drawing up impeachment papers on this man, but somebody needs to start, and short of starting that, if they know they're not going to have the numbers for that, then they at least start stating as a strong group. Additionally, they should start stating his lack of fitness, both by his decision-making and his clear and purposeful ignoring of the Constitution, and then by the literal evidence of his lack of mental fitness. I'm going to put another quick rant of truth out, most likely, where no less than Peter McCullough is, I think, backing up what I've been telling you, that you can't have a study that says the Delta, the vaccine, is no less likely to give you the same viral load if you're vaccinated than when you're not vaccinated. You can't have that and yet also, but if you do get vaccinated, you won't have as bad of syndromes. No, all this is a function of viral load. You're less likely to be hospitalized. McCall is saying that data is false, and that's what I've told you. I don't know what you did with the data, but you're doing something with the data. I know you're trying to lie to me. I just don't know exactly your justification for lying. If it's the data, you're screwing with the data. And McCullough says as much. I don't know if it's McCulloch or McCullough, but it's the doctor that's been making the rounds of truth. So I got to say, actually, you know, as much as I don't like the medical establishment, there are doctors who are intelligent. I think of Dr. Rand Paul. I think of the fact that Dr. Marshall is a senator in Kansas. And if Fauci is going to call you a moron, then I'd say that's a badge of awesomeness. And, you know, we have Dr. Peter McCullough and others that are true truth warriors, as well as all of those doctors that showed up in Washington on the 23rd. I want to mention also, I was going to do this in a miscellaneous points of truth days ago, and I didn't get it finished. What about the 5G affecting airports? Okay, that's a real thing. I haven't gone into the details of it, but I've looked enough into it to know it's a real thing. Something like, oh, well, we don't want any towers within 2 miles of the airports because it will affect air traffic control. How did that not get vetted before? This is what I'm talking about. When all of a sudden we're being convinced that we need to download a whole movie at speeds much, much faster than we could possibly watch the movie. So why would we need that again? If you need smart cities, which is bullcrap, then build infrastructure. It probably won't cost any more. You know, build infrastructure that's solid state. I shouldn't say solid state, but that is physical infrastructure for street sensors and the like. As you argue your traffic patterns, those could all be street sensors. But what amazed me more with this idea of, you know, we're hearing, oh, well, the flights are canceled. And we're thinking, what? You don't cancel flight. You don't cancel flights around Christmas and, you know, Thanksgiving and New Year's. And we go, okay, is that the pilots protesting? And it could have been some of that. Or is it that pilots have died? Because some have, not, but by some measures, it's been dozens or hundreds. Is it because they're worried about the safety of flights because of these side effects that shall not be named? They're the same effects as the vaccine. And then on top of that, we then find out, no, they're saying behind the scenes 5G. The same rollout that has puked at you with, you know, probably hundreds of millions in marketing. You can't watch the most expensive ad time there is in the United States, that's football ad time, without seeing how great the 5G rollout is. Here's another one for you. I find this very interesting. I said, whenever anything changes big time, watch out. Well, what's changed big time as far as Bitcoin? Used to be just some reason why, you know, something you'd see in I don't know, you know, in groups and in specific channels, and it would not be talked about. But crypto, not so much Bitcoin, but crypto in general. And now we have big time spokespeople like Tom Brady being the spokespeople for this. So just watch out for that. I have noticed that it has gone up and down and saw some headline about it losing, I don't know, 50 or 75% of its value, something crazy like that. Is that just the way to manipulate people out of their money? So that'll be interesting to see. Now, I've got to say, this is no time to put the, you know, take the foot off the gas pedal. Continue to contact your congressmen or your senators, or at least whatever you can do, emails, those contact forms. Yes, keeping each other up to speed and on par and helping each other with group support in social media is great. That's fine, too, if that's all you can do. Do try to be a little bit more direct with these leaders. But here's another great example. We find out that Malone, inventor of RNA technology is attempted to be influenced by no less than Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi tries to get him from talking, you know, because that's the climate we're in. You're supposed to, pardon, I'm getting messages and that's actually irritating the snot out of me. Let me pause for a moment and turn those off. So yes, you know, sign 1 through 17, that some of your representatives have just gone off the rails. They try to get no less than an inventor of a technology from speaking about the consequences of that technology, about the concerns and the risks of that technology. Malone says that he specifically went and met with Nancy Pelosi so he could share the concerns, you know, him giving them the benefit of the doubt, which honestly, at this point, I mean, you've seen this movie. There's nothing they will do that is benefit of doubt worthy. But yes, the civilized thing is to go to at least attempt to go communicate with them and say, here's the data. I don't know what you've been told, but here's the data and here's the problem. Is mRNA technology a freaking inventor or co-inventor, at the very least, if you want to argue it? He said, well, here's the data. I want you to understand. And the big takeaway from Pelosi was, any way you cannot share this, I mean, I don't know what level of attempted coercion. He's a pretty grounded man with a certain gravitas. So I'll bet that she didn't try to, try to coerce him, but she at least asked him or tried to make the argument. Next, the question at least comes to mind, if England and others, if the United Kingdom and others are like, okay, fine, we'll drop it. Okay, we'll drop it. Meanwhile, we got False Doe and whatever the Australian tyrant's name is. And others, you know, North America and Australia going, no, we can still push this. We can still do this. World Economic Forum. Let's go, guys. Alum. Alma mater. World Economic Forum. Yeah, let's keep pushing this. Even if some Western countries decide not to. But then one wonders, listen, since about 2017, it's been one crisis after another after another. First, an overwhelming number of shootings, somewhere around that. I can't remember, that started in 17. Just like 10 times more than any previous years. I'm not kidding you. It's just like, where did that come from? And then, you know, you had towards the end of 17. Oh, yeah, the Vegas shooting, too. And then, of course, you had all kinds of things being pushed. Is it now that we're going, is the next distraction scenario going to be the Ukraine and Russia? Will this incompetent non-president really take us to war? Is it possible? So you might want to tell your representatives, you know what? We have enough problems. We spent trillions and trillions we don't have. We have ridiculous inflation, over 6% even officially, let alone if you go to Shadow Economics, or there's a site that, you know, does the data better on inflation and others, because they don't do the same assumptions that the U.S. government does in their, you know, Soviet command five-year plan type reporting that we now have. Based on all that, no, we can't afford to go to war. We don't want to go to war. If they want to kill each other, let them kill each other. Short of just some, you know, supplies or something like that. But even then, stop it. Okay, let's focus on one thing at a time. And I think it could be distraction. I mean, honestly, a certain president, when a certain dress became the topic of interest, threw cruise missiles at Sudan, I think it was. But it was certainly to, as George Carlin says, a brown country. You know, well, it's funny how more likely you are to die if you're a brown country from the U.S. military. So, you know, he threw distraction cruise missiles and killed people and never got called on the carpet for that, even though literally chiefs of staff and other people from the Joint Chiefs of Staff admitted, well, he didn't even consult us. So is this going to be the next one? You know, military exercise as distraction. And it will be, because some people argue this instead of COVID. Here I am arguing it. Don't be distracted and just go say, I'm not arguing the points of it. I'm saying this is potentially a distraction mechanism. If you disagree, then you better say something. Going back to the never-ending exercise at hand, however, I do have to say that I appreciate that the doctors are there to treat. I do. But I also think some of them are taking the assumption and swallowing it hook, line, and sinker. And what I'm talking about is, I want to mention something else about the march and observation, so hopefully I remember to say that, is that even now, even in my libertarian groups, I see people post about how ivermectin's the answer through this. No, the answer through this is the now observed fact by some countries and many experts that we're through with it, and we should have been through with it long before, because we should not have kept worrying about variants. So that's the fact, and the point is that we're through with it. If you keep going, but geez, we can't get through with this if we just use enough ivermectin, you're going to extend it for another year and a half. Stop the argument. Make the argument, how the hell did we get here? How the hell did physicians not suddenly no longer, how do we drop the centuries-old tradition of course physicians get to treat their patients as they see fit, and instead turn it into, you are a protocol automaton? The point I wanted to make about the march that was very interesting, I can't remember who it was, McCullough, Malone, somebody, and they were pointing out the data about the risk to children. And you could see the doctors in the background that were going to speak or that had been speaking. Some of them had a little bit more like an MC type function or had spoken. You could see them like well up. You could see them. So you know, the real doctors are true, true heroes. And I'm sure, and they're connected to the empathy of it. I'm sure some of the other doctors who don't want to lose their jobs have that empathy. They got into what they're doing because of that empathy, but they've had to shut off that part of themselves. And when they have a chance to realize it again, they're just going to break down. I got to tell you, I cried during that march to see true heroes standing up and trying to do what they can for truth and freedom. Here's another one for you. Now, I don't vote Republican. I vote Libertarian, and basically never the twain shall meet, because I've been too disappointed by those who speak up for the Constitution and then just don't really stand up for it. You know, on the other side, it's a story I've told about as I was trying to help craft a religious exemption for a family friend. And we were looking for representation too. We thought at the last minute, because of course the last thing you'd think is that you would call the ACLU to uphold that particular civil liberty. Sure enough, though, I did think of it at the last minute and call them. And of course, they're not doing that. So by the same token, then, both sides, play a mean game of acting like fundamental rights are important, but neither one is very good at supporting them as a whole. So nonetheless, along with this, I just have an observation about Trump. Didn't vote for him, did realize he's getting railroaded by the media. And when you have a setting president being censored off of big tech, that's your first through 3,000th sign that they're actually operating with government officials when it's brand new censorship in order to overtake literal political opinions. And that was every amount of information you needed to know if you didn't understand it when Alex Jones first got deplatformed, that big tech is being fascist along with government leadership in order to take away fundamental freedom. So nonetheless, Trump is obviously still around. And the question becomes, Well, he's still trying to be supportive. He still may run in 2024. So then what's going on with whether or not he will ever admit he got bad data? Every time he shows up in public, it's vaccination, vaccination, vaccination. Is it like Back to the Future? Did you call me chicken? And then all of a sudden you're blinded and you can't just go, yeah, I didn't need to do that. You know, is that it? You tell me I can't make more vaccines than they can. Did you just challenge me? You know, he did fall for that. If he fell for it, that's one thing. And it is a character flaw. And it was a massive mistake. Now, at least he knew that he wasn't supposed to mandate anything. This president doesn't understand that. And now we're supposed to support it. All the tyranny that we are supposed to be against back in the Trump days. Oh, my gosh, he's going to be a modern day tyrant. And then now we're not seeing when that's actually manifested. But the big question is, will he admit that he got bad information, or will he continue to support the vaccine and other things? Because if so, it just to me seems like a controlled opposition. And what good would it do to elect him? Now, maybe you could give me a list that says, okay, but think of this that's positive. And maybe I would look at the difference between the pros and cons. But to me, it's an overriding problem. He did fall for it. For all the drain the swamp, he fell for the swamp advising him and then went full mode, short of the current non-president's mode of just trying to be a straight COVID tyrant. Next topic. So the same liar, Albert Bourla, that I covered in a quick rant of truth, stated recently that, well, you know, maybe not frequent boosters. Maybe just annual. You're really just trying to sell more mRNA. How would you keep up with the annual? I know that gets into the territory of, oh, do you mean just the flu vaccine if you want it? Are you still going to be pushing, no, you must? Okay, so how do you keep up if what you're making it for, you know, regardless? I guess one could argue, but I think basically the variants are gone in a season. So unless they change it to really react to the fundamental part of the coronaviruses, as opposed to how the most variable part changes, then the vaccines will always be behind the eight ball. Always. And so it just becomes marketing over science to even say an annual one. But the interesting thing, and I haven't looked into this yet, I'm sure he's not saying, I'll forget, we won't try to sell it big time and sell it like it should be a mandate. So yeah, this Pfizer CEO, annual COVID vaccine rather than frequent boosters, maybe that's it. Liar. As I spoke of treasonous behavior earlier, I've got to give some props. A certain congresswoman that of course got banned off of regular social media. I don't know if she's been allowed to be back or not, but I don't know what to tell you. If there's no better reason for Twitter and YouTube to have to be shut down than legislators are not even allowed to talk. I mean, I've said this argument many times, but anyway, Marjorie Greene, I only just found out about her in the last month and a half or so, has written impeachment papers. And I'm going to just read from her points of view. On January 20th, 2021, Joe Biden's inauguration day, I introduced my first articles of impeachment on Joe Biden for abuse of power as vice president because Biden is compromised with his son Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. Now Joe Biden is threatening war with Russia because of his son's corrupt business dealings in Ukraine. We must impeach Biden, and defense contractors are beating their war drums because war is profitable business. Our nation's leaders are drunk on power and misdirected by corruption, and the American people are the only ones who pay the price. So, let me then state, you know, as you discuss with your congressman, you can say, hey, you already have someone who drafted impeachment behaviors, papers, support it. So I didn't know that. Let's see what the rest of this Deal says, Hunter's Millions, Ukrainian MP reveals new Biden-Poroshenko tapes, claims VP's son was paid protection money by Burisma. I suppose the last thing I'll say, given that I'm seeing in parallel economies type groups and discussions, that there's another search engine out there. I have not checked into it, so I'm not even going to say, because for all I know, I'm not entirely sure it's not a scam. But I've got to say, I'm very disappointed with DuckDuckGo. I think I may have mentioned this as a part of another quick rant of truth. Because if you want to support, if you're for privacy, then one thing is to do whatever you can to not support YouTube. You can have their search results. That's fine. And go, well, at least if you go through our search result, and you use our browser or those, use our extension, you're less likely to be tracked. But if you want to really get around the tracking big tech platform, then give the video results from other platforms. BitChute, BrightEon, Odyssey, Rumble, others. But still, DuckDuckGo's video results are just what shows up on YouTube. This is a problem. Okay, guys, I guess that's it for my miscellaneous points of truth, too. Thanks for listening.